All right, so we are on Dav Kuf Tzadik Hey in Maranayim Parshas Kisisa. Now here he has a series of pieces on Shabbos. He cites the pieces about Shabbos, which are beautiful. So we'll see what we can accomplish tonight. Can you hear me okay? Yes, I do. I'm going hoarse. Ach eshabsoi saitishmeiru. Pirish Rashi. So Rashi says, "Kol achin v'rekin mu'atin." Every time the Torah uses the term ach or rak, it comes to be memayit. It comes to take something away. What is it taking away here? Lemayit Shabbos memelechas hamishkan. It's coming to say that although the Rebbeinu Shlom just gave Klal Yisrael the awesome mitzvah of the melechas hamishkan, the big day kahuna, zos tevisen ach eshabsoi saitishmeiru. Coming to be memayit that you should not do the melechas hamishkan on Shabbos. Ve'akushim mefursemes. So the kash is obvious. Ad rabbahu ribui legabe Shabbos. You're not taking away from Shabbos. Perhaps, if anything, you're taking away from melechas hamishkan. So why is the ach with regard to Shabbos? Ad rabbahu ribui legabe Shabbos. Faket, you're increasing the amount of Shabbos by reducing the amount of melechas hamishkan. Shemar Balesa, you're saying Shabbos is so great, Shabbos is so all-encompassing, that not only do you have to keep Shabbos regularly, but you even have to keep Shabbos at the expense of Melechus HaMishkan. So it's not an ach in Melechus Shabbos. Faket, it's a ribuy. Omnam noida ha'oma b'zoya. It is known that which the Zoya says, Mahu Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Shmo d'kut shabricho. Shabbos is the Shem Hashem. De'ihu shalim mikol sitroi. Shabbos, which is the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there from mushlam, it's whole, from every angle. Therefore, says the Maranayim, v'kivan shuhu sholem b'chol mine shleimus, since Shabbos is whole, is complete in every type of shleimus, bevadai, for sure, lesach sekel ba. There can't be anything missing in it. If it's Shem Hashem, Sechas V'Sham, there can't be anything missing in Shem Hashem. V'ni ha'isim malacha, anybody who does any type of malacha, whom ipnei shetzorech lo'isadavar, the reason a person does malacha is because he needs something. There's something missing in his life. V'zulasa, and without that malacha, ha'yechasa, he would be missing something. Therefore, u'mashlim chisroina al yada. So the person fills in the chisaron, fills in that which he lacks, al yoda, through the accomplishment, through the action of the malacha that he's doing. That's the general view, the general understanding of a malacha is when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is when a person is missing something, and in order to fill in that which he's missing, he takes action. Amnam, however, Shabbos de'ihu shalim mikol sitroi. If the Zoya says that Shabbos is shlemos from every angle, so he can't be, if it's shlemos in every which way, then there can't be anything missing. So therefore, if Shabbos is shmadikot shabrichu and it's whole, it's complete from every angle, therefore, malacha, which is designed to fill a void, is obviously also. Ulechein, Amru Chazal, magnificent. He says, now we simply, mamash, in the simplest way, understand the Maimah Chazal. Sheyehei beinecha, kilu kol malach techasuya. That on Shabbos, a person needs to see it as if all of his malacha is completed. Vein mechzadavah. And there's nothing missing. So he says, based upon the Zohar, we understand very clearly why this is the case. Shari b'Shabbos Elikus Yisbach Mispashet U'Mizgala B'Bnei Yisrael. Because the Elikus of the Rebbeinu Shlom, the godliness of Hashem, spreads and is revealed in Klal Yisrael. V'Iho, and as he said earlier, Elikus is Shalim B'Chol Sitroi, is whole from every angle, B'Chol Mineh Shlemos. Now, the im moira, if a person does malacha on Shabbos, If a person shows the opposite, is mara she'enim mehem, he's making a statement that he is not of the people of whom it is said that the Rebbeinu Shalom is shayra there. Ve'ein bei hashras kav yachol. He's saying about himself that he does not have the hashras hashchina. Zok devait. Ve'omnam. Loi levad malachas hediyat asa b'shabbos. Not only, and this is such a tremendous chizik, not only is the average person's nonsense, the things that we're involved in, asr b'shabbos, achafilu malachas ha-mishkan, even malachas ha-mishkan is forbidden on Shabbos. Richard, bring on the dining room table, there's some imported beer. Please. Maybe that'll help me. Is not only, he says, is Malachas Hedidas, come to the Rebbeinu Shalom Mazokt, that even Malachas HaMishkan, what's that? What does that say based upon the theme we mentioned above? Ritzalayim. Mishkan, everybody knows, is Nikra Al Shem V'Shechanti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael. Mishkan is called the Mishkan due to the there's a Maim Chazal, which has been actually sought after, where the Rebbeinu Shlom says, V'shechanti b'seicham b'seichai le'inemar. It doesn't say b'seichai, it says b'seicham, that the Rebbeinu Shlom dwells in Klal Yisrael, right? Shakadosh Baruch Hu Sheichem b'seich b'nei Yisrael. The purpose of the Mishkan is to have the Shechinah among Klal Yisrael. V'ha'odam tzorach li'is Mishkan eilu. And the main focus is not to have a building. The main focus is to have a Mishkan where the person becomes the Mishkan. Now, the conclusion every logical person will reach is v'im lo toharu mechalois avinoisav. If a person has not cleansed themselves from the disease of their averus, and as a result, they come to the very fair understanding that they are really no place to be a host to the Shechinah. Right? It's a fair conclusion. The Rebbeinu Shlom won't dwell in a filthy place. As a result, how can the person will say, and rightfully so, how can I claim to be a makom Shechinah, makom Hashros Shechinah, if I have not fixed up my, my averus? Still with me? Therefore, he's going to say that Uma'akev Hashros Shechinah Seh Baruch Hu, that he, because of his averus, he's preventing Hashros Shechinah. Zok demar anayim yisoydi yisoydis b'shabis Yosir Miliboy Gam Dova Ze Shalaye Otse Valze. On Shabbos, Ayid is Mechuyiv to take those thoughts of inadequacy, the thoughts of a person who's going to say, I don't have the right to think that I'm a Makom Hashros Hashchina, which is how he described Shabbos. He has no right, he's not allowed to be depressed about it. Rather, Rak Yishma Shabbos Kil Chosai, the person should keep Shabbos Hazei V'Sadaf Tzizayin, like he should be keeping Shabbos. V'Yismach B'Hashem Yizbarach, and he should rejoice in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that what? Shalefon Avod Avod Avin, because even if perhaps the person themselves feels unworthy, it doesn't make a difference. Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam now is a zman of Rav D'Rav, and it's a time of tremendous rotzen v'simcha. So what the person is really doing is deflecting. Yeah, maybe I'm unworthy, but I should be rejoicing in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's joy, and the fact that it's a Rav D'Rav for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, look how he touches now a filim aleches hamishkan. So here he's saying like this, that normally a person who's a logical person will say, if Shabbos is all about Hashros Hashchina, well, I'm a place which is unworthy of Hashros Hashchina. And as a result, I should have no part in Shabbos. It's not for me. That's for great people. That's for people who are Torah, people who have cleansed themselves, people who have made a makom haroi for hashras hashchina. Says the Maranaim, no, a person's not allowed to say that. A person has to rejoice on Shabbos, even if he knows that he's been metame himself with his averus. Nonetheless, he should rejoice with the fact that for the Rebbein Shlaim, Shabbos is his man of Rabban Rabban. Excuse me one moment. So he says, "Venimtza." Look at how he touches here. Three lines from the bottom here. "Venimtza, afilu meleches hamishkan." Meleches hamishkan, the Maranaim is redefining here as the service of creating a dwelling place for the Rebbein Shlom within ourselves. That melacha, sheyaseh davar hatzorech elav sheyamishkan Hashem. The fact that a person makes themselves a adequate, proper dwelling place for the Shekhinah. Gamzeh memayit b'Shabbos. Shabbos isn't the time for it. You hear? V'zeu lemayit Shabbos. That's what Rashi's saying. Afilim amlechas ha-mishkan shul tzorech ha-mishkan. Meaning it's a miyat in Shabbos. Why is it a miyat in Shabbos? Because normally we would say that Shabbos is a zman to work out Hashras HaShekhinah. That's not your issue on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you rejoice with the fact that the Rebbein Shleilam is man of Rav, the Rav is man of Rotz. See, even the Hashos Hashchen Yememayit in Shabbos. Ach noida, he says, however, we must know, Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoyra, Ela Ezdaku Shval Ruach, the Rebbein Shleilam only rests in a place of humility. Alkein tzorich ha'odam li esbe'ena b'b'chines ma'va'ayin. Therefore, a person needs to be in his own eyes, a place of humility, v'oz yishar kodesh baruch hu. And then he has a right. Meaning, if the whole purpose is hashras hashchina, we must understand that hashras hashchina only exists in a place of humility. Is v'oz yishar kodesh baruch hu di'yishalim mikol sitroi, then the Rebbein Shleim will dwell there, who is complete, as he said earlier, b'vaday oz la'yechsa lodem klum. If a person understands that the Shechin is being shoyra, then he lacks nothing. Kivin shei nechshav l'klum b'hen ha'atzma, he says there's a secondary step here. Step number one is he doesn't need anything because he has hashras hashchina. Step number two is because he has hashras hashchina, he's not missing anything. Because if the Hashras HaShechinah is only in a place of tremendous humility, a person is really humble, has no needs. He can't have, nothing is ever, nothing misses nothing. Zeu ach lemayit. That's the point of ach lemayit, meaning it's a second explanation. Shia odam memayit atzme ka'ayin. If a person will be memayit as atzme, ach, az yishrabe elikusay ha'sholem b'chol min yishlemes, then he will automatically have all kinds of shlemis. He won't be lacking anything. He's going to say, no, true, I don't need anything in Gashmias, but in Ruchnias, I need to work out my chesreinus. Because after all, how could I be a makom hashras hashchina? That's good for a Tuesday, not for Shabbos. Shabbos is not a time for a person to be maharer in his chatoim, to see his inadequacies. It's a time to be mesameach in the ravid d'ravin of HaKadosh Baruch. So this Maranaim is even something somebody can repeat at their Shabbos table. L'mayit Shabbos memelechas ha-mishkan. Shabbos is not the time to work out the flaws in the melechas ha-mishkan. Okay? Let's move on. Chazal bring, I believe it's Yerushalmi. No, here he brings it from a mission in Demai. Amoritz ema Shabbos olav. This is in Hilchos Demai, that if an Amoritz says that he took off Trumas and Maisus, so during the week he's not believed. Shabbos, emas Shabbos olav. The fear of Shabbos is upon him. Mipnei, why is this? Shebechol Shabbos mizgal b'chinas Moshe. It's similar a little bit to the Maranaim we learned in Parshas Trum, I think it was, about Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Shabbos, there's the concept of Gilui. There's a revelation of the concept of Moshe. Shemach Zali Yisrael Hatrei Nitrin, who returns to Klal Yisrael the two crowns. Shemahava V'yira, that is the concept. What are the two crowns? The two crowns are Ahava and Yir, love and awe. V'hi Neshama Yisera. You hear? Neshama Yisera is this concept of these two crowns, and that is the Ahava V'Yir. So Nimtza, Mizgala L'chol Yisrael Sheshoyim Shabbos. There's a revelation to every Yid who Shoyim Shabbos. Das, he has revealed a level of Das, Sheboi Nichla L'Ahava V'Yir. Das is Kolol. It's made up of Ahava and Yira. And that's the concept of Moshe. The Arizal says that that's Taich and Yismach Moshe B'mat Naschelke that we say in Shabbos morning. Moshe rejoices with the fact that he could give Kalei Yisrael back the crowns. Therefore, V'oz, therefore on Shabbos, Kivin Shenichnas B'Yira, since Moshe Rabbeinu gives him back the Neshama Yisera, which is the Yira, which are the two crowns, therefore, Eim HaShabbos Olam, is Misiyara the Shaka B'Shabbos. Therefore, the person has a fear to lie on Shabbos, because he's overcome by a general awe, which is that which Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Klal Yisrael. Says the Maharnai, for this reason we find the halacha, Chazal tell us that somebody keeps Shabbos, even if he was an idolater like the generation of Enosh, he's forgiven. What's the pshat? We know, Chazal tell us, that Klal Yisrael were gifted these crowns at Maimed Har Sinai. We also understand that the Krisis Bris that took place at Har Sinai was not only for that generation, but it was with the generations of all Yidden who are destined to come. Kikulam hayu shar sham b'Sinai, because every Yid shayrish was at Sinai, and as a result, v'zachu lebeis itrin, each of us had those two crowns, ahava v'yira, shudas shalim. That's the ultimate in das, the ultimate in integration, is these two ikar shayrish hamidas of ahava v'yira. U'bichol Shabbos mizgale b'chazirosam lehamen. Every Shabbos, these two midas are revealed when the two crowns are returned to the Yid, right? Is a rechazru. So as a result, if we're given back the two crowns that we had at Maimed Har Sinai, that being the case, a rechazru the kamei shahayu b'pchinas Maimed Har Sinai, shahaz kibla the kusa. We go back to the level that we were on when we had the kabbalas of the kus at Maimed Har Sinai. And what do we know took place? The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, "Vucherus v'malach hamavus." We had cherus from malach hamavus at Maimed Har Sinai. Is oibazoi kainasat cherus misitracha? If it's a repeat, if we have once again the same thing happening that happened there, so we have cherus from the sitracha as well. Therefore, see, Taich is like this. V'zeush kol Hashem Shabbos kihil chosoi. What's the Taich kihil chosoi? It should just say Shem Shabbos. Obviously, Shem Shabbos is somebody who keeps the halachas of Shabbos. So he says, no. Kihil chosoi means like this person. As we say in Yiddish, there's a term called a gang. A menchot a gang. A gang is a mahalach. He has a path. He has an oisketrit neveg. He has a certain path that he takes, right? Is kol Hashem Shabbos kihil chosoi, kasha tihil chosoi, b'chinosoi, haya b'sinai. If the Jew goes back, like his halacha, the halacha is not going back, kihil chosoi of Shabbos. But kol Hashem Shabbos kihil chosoi, if the person goes back to his own original gang, kihil chosoi, like this Yid is supposed to be, like he was at Maimed Har Sinai. Like his gang was, like his level was at Sinai. Every Yid was mekabel according to his shayrish neshama. Is v'hu shem Shabbos? How much of a dagger is this person invested in Shabbos? Until he comes, until he brings out, he potentializes his shayrish neshama. Is then that person, even if he was an over the way like Enosh, he's forgiven. Why? Because again, you have a repeat of Sinai. He becomes free just like he was at Sinai. He's a klal, so the Sitra Achra has no access to him. Why is Ataka the case? When a person transgresses, it's as if he took his own personal Sefer Torah and erased that mitzvah from the Torah. And as a result, he does tremendous damage with an Avera. But there's something deeper than Torah Shebiksav. When something is engraved on the luchas, it's more powerful, it's more indelible than is writing. Charis al luchas is lashon chakika. Shebezeh lo shayach mechika. You can't erase something which is chakuk. And therefore, ve'ena pegam magia sham. Since it's not erased, pegam can't reach there. This is the concept that we find that there are certain names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are not erased, meaning she'ein pegam magia behem. That even if a person errs, his pegam does not reach those shemes. Ve'hashabbos misnag b'shemes elu. Shabbos returns a person to his association with these shemes. U'lechein nasa charus cherus. Therefore he becomes free from the Sitracher, becomes free because it is engraved, because he's accessing in a place where his pegamim can't ruin it for him. V'zehu, look at this. Absolutely magnificent. V'yarish mitzri. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu that he saw an ish mitzri, maki ish ivri, right? So v'yar ke'en ish, it says he killed him, v'yatmineu b'choyl. Moshe Rabbeinu sees an ish mitzri. Who has sitra achra? The ish mitzri is the dark side. Maki ish ivri, he sees averis. Who are kois ish ivri? Bisan verimid, with blinding. Lahatoise the dark rachas v'shal. The ish mitzri, maka, he smites the Jew. He destroys him. He puts him down. He makes him do averis. Right? He smites the Mitzri and hides him in the sand. Says the Maranayim, Bechoil doesn't only mean sand. Bechoil means weekdays. Pirish kivin sheba Moshe b'chinas hadas b'chinas Shabbos. When a Yid comes into Shabbos Kodesh, that concept of Moshe, the das, oz hikas ha-Mitzri, that smites the Mitzri, hu asit racher, he wipes out the Sitra Achra. V'silkai, you wipe him out, you remove him. V'hitminai the Sitra Achra le'anhagas achayil. And you conceal the Sitra Achra to his activity of the weekday. Who are katnus, those are the times of katnus. Aval b'shabbos, en le'achiza. But in Shabbos, the Sitra Achra has no access. Magnificent touch in this. Vayarish mitzri, he sees that taka during the week, the ish mitzri has access. He has an ability to cause the yid to be chayta. But vayitmineu b'choyel erbelanknar in the vachin Shabbos, he doesn't have access. Shabbos, where Moshe is there, where it's Moshe Rabbeinu, then Moshe is the one, and that's why he goes back to the association. It was Moshe was the one who hit the mitzvah. And Moshe, when there's das, when there's dehav in the yira, which is the neshama yisera. So we have to understand that we need to take we have to take advantage of these ashpoyos. They're not readily discernible to us. We have to know what the gift of Shabbos is, and we have to be able to take access and take advantage of it. All right, we'll take it up in Mi'utz Hashem next week. I'm actually going to be up in your neck of the woods tomorrow.